think about it. You know what I mean? She's a good woman. I told, you know, like I'm saying a lot. Don't you let her know about this one. But he just got to be patient with her. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is you, the biggest thing is if you're patient so you become an adult.
Right.
Then you can see a lot more of what the situation was about.
Right.
You get a better perspective.
Right.
So you, when you're a kid, you make snap judgments because you just see what you want to see. I used to say, my mom is this and my dad is that. But you really don't understand until you become an adult and
right. See. So whatever you do, whatever Larry said, don't.
She going to hear this. This is, first of all of this, I'm going to rewrite what I need, parts I need about history.
Right.
So
these tapes,
don't worry about it.
No, because he's a lovely person. Like I tell you, he got to make his own way in life, you know?
Yeah, he's good kid.
He got to be careful about girls. He don't need to be alone with no girls.
Mm.
No, he need to be in groups with girls. You know what I'm saying? Don't be walking around on the campus at night with no girls or no tight, squeezed place with no girls.
Right.
Because this girl get angry with them, they'll say in a minute, he raped me.
Right.
You understand?
Mm.
They would do that.
No, you're right. And then he's stuck. But I mean, that's... I think Larry knows. I think Larry knows more than anybody realizes. I think the biggest thing with Larry right now is just basically coming into his own.
And another thing, what he said, what is love? I cannot tell what is love, but I know one thing. He's found out. What he get at home is not love. You know what I'm saying? He feels it's not love.
It is, but it's harsh.
It is love, but he does not know what love is. Like I said, like I don't know what love is. You have to figure that out yourself. All right? Okay? My brother, they would not forgive my parents for what he was put through with the work and the things he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
He never went, my mother was sick, he never went to battle. Also, my mother died, he never went to the funeral. He hates her. And I tell Leroy, you didn't have no right to hate mom like that. Mom did what she thought
was the right thing.
I was 5 years old, I was taking in cars, shitting things, trying to separate them cars. So we could have a decent piece of bread to eat. I'm not bitter. I had to walk to the trees so to kill fucking snakes so you could work. I'm not bitter, right?
You recognize why you had to do what you had to do.
Exactly. And I was a little kid. If I can recognize, why can't he, 18 years old, recognize what he has to do to make it through?
Because he can't see past the things that makes him angry.
You know why? Because he's hearing what white kids that has everything. A different love that he wants. The love that he thinks the white people are giving their kids, he would like to have that. But he doesn't know. Them kids ain't getting no love from their father. Look at what Jerry was on. I was their kid. I was their mother. He was not there for Patty and David. His wife wasn't there. They were left with me to take care of. Big man, black maid. You understand? And that's what they do. They send their kids off to school so they don't be around them. What kind of love is this? And our black kids don't see it because of the material things they got. They got fine homes, they got fine cars, they got fine clothes. But their father and mother bought them. But that's no love. That's material things. But they feel because they got all these nice things, their parents must love them. His mother can't give him all these things. And he has to work and he has to bring money to the house to get small items. My mother loved me because I have to go out and do all this thing. She doesn't love me. And she talks to me like a dog. She talks to him like that to get him to go do these things. Because if she didn't talk to him like that and make him go do these things, he wouldn't be out there getting the money to buy the things that he has. She don't have the money to buy these things to have because she don't have a husband.
But she made him self-sufficient.
Yes, he'll take care of himself. But he's bitter. He's bitter because he's out here with these white people that got everything.
But he
don't understand what love is. These people don't love their kids. All these people send their kids off to school. They send them off to school early. Why they send them to school early? They love them so much.
But wait, but you know, he will see that in time. Because that's what I was saying to you before about me and Dawn. You know, Dawn and I, we didn't have it half as bad as you or half as bad as my father. We had to scrap for stuff. I mean, I started walking at 14 because I had to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And although
get a little thank you, Mom.
Although I wasn't particularly pleased with it that my father didn't want to buy the school clothes and didn't want to buy my books and stuff like that, it's a blessing in disguise because it made me very self-sufficient.
Right.
And I know for a fact I love my little sister Megan, but she's not gonna be able to take care of herself like
me
and Dawn did.
Right.
Because Dawn, you know what I'm saying? And Dawn and I, we talk about it and we laugh because we're like, you know, we came up, we're able to cook, clean, this, that, provide for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Megan can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I feel sorry for her. Uh-huh. Because she's going to stay at home for the rest of her life.
But I tell you another thing about what Marcia asked. Marcia's not a clean housekeeper herself. So how can she make sure that her little kids do it when she can't do it herself?
It's very easy, believe it or not. Because you know what? My father, his wife specifically, is no housekeeper.
Uh-huh.
She always kept a dirty house, filthy.
Uh-huh.
And made us clean it.
Uh-huh.
And Dawn and I are very clean. I'm a neat freak. I'm very put things back, keep it clean, because I don't like living like that. This is my house. And I'm not living like that.
Well, let me tell you what. I'm going to do this house, I'm going to do this house. And when I do this house, you know I'm going to be him and be in Phoenix. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
I do my bathroom, I'm going to do my bathroom. I've got beautiful towels. I mean like old-fashioned embroidered towels that you hang in the bathroom that I want to see hang in my bathroom. I don't want to live like this. Right. But when I do decide to get my house clean, this would be a senior citizen home.
Well, I mean, but your situation is different from that. They're, you know what I'm saying? My parents don't have an excuse. You got one person who works and the other one who stays at home.
Right.
She doesn't have, okay, you got to wash your clothes, put the dinner on the table, and keep your house clean.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Right.
Once you do it once, it's just maintenance.
Right.
She can't maintain it. Now, I mean, the thing is.
But I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something else. Even if the kids clean up. Sarah is a very messy little girl.
Because
Sarah comes in this house. I don't tell much in this. The little time that she stays with me, whatever she eats is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all over the place. And you said, Sarah, now you got to pick it up. Like she dumbfounded. Like, what is she talking about? I said, pick up your mess. She would slowly slide down and fall out on the floor on her knees and pick up one or two pieces. But she will always leave something. But that's because when she with the white lady, she probably don't make her do anything. You understand? She don't have to pick up after herself. But if she puts around and mess up, the white woman come behind her
and
clean it up, right? Now, when she get home, Mama is like, Sarah, get up and pick up that. Sarah, do this, Sarah. Hold no walking. The child's going to be in very big trouble because she don't know. There's too many people telling her what to do. You understand? Now, Larry has the same M.O. that, what's her name? Judith's two kids. They're just waiting to get 18. And I told the one in the apartment, he talks to me a lot. He was talking about, you know, when he get 18. I said, I know you're just sitting here waiting to get 18. So he told me, no, I'm not sitting waiting to get 18, Grandma. I can leave before I get 18. He just said, Lord, that I don't have to stay with my mother from 18. He says, I can get out before I'm 18. I said, well, no. He said, that's true, Grandma. He said, I don't have to stay with her. I said, okay, say you get out before you're 18, but let me explain something to you. Phoenix! 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 Get yourself down from there! Get down from there! So listen to me. Listen to what I'm going to tell you.
No.
Listen, let me tell you this. I told that boy. I said, I want to say you wait till you get 18 and leave. This is what I told him. I left him with this thought. I said, you're going to get out of here. You leave your mother. You're going out. You just finished high school. Okay? I said, you got to get a job to take care of yourself.
You don't know how to pay rent?
Wait a minute. I said, now, there's two ways can happen here. I said, these young boys walking down the streets, they prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that means that you're going to run around here with some rich white man or some rich dude that got money to pay you for sex. I said, if you don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can wind up with AIDS or something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. But then if you get a job and you ain't did them a finish high school, you ain't been to college, you ain't gonna get enough money to pay for your rent, your food, and your clothes. I said, but you gonna be out on your own. I said, well, maybe you would get with about three dudes and say, let's get an apartment, pool our money, get an apartment to get three young dudes. I said, maybe y'all can pool your money. Maybe y'all can afford maybe a 3-room apartment. I said that, but when you get in 3 apartments, you gotta be grown up enough to make sure that your money gonna take care of the rent, the food, the utilities. I said, and then you're gonna be working for minimum wage for the rest of your life because you're not gonna be able to go to college. I said, you're gonna be working for minimum wage all your life. You know, maybe college, just making enough to pay your rent, eat. But it's gonna take about 2-3 guys for the apartment. Mm-hmm. I said, then maybe you'll be lucky enough got a friend that you like his family, and his family will take you in. Okay. If you're lucky enough to share his bedroom and his family will let you stay with them, you still got to go to work and get a job and give them some money for staying there. I said, and although you're staying with your mother and you don't like your mother, you hate her guts, you're going to leave, but where are you going? He said, I don't know, Grandma, but I'll figure it out because I'm not staying there. But they're not real. Then they don't dare.
They're desperate to get out.
And time and time in the paper, you find where the paper, people said in the paper, my son left home, and now he's back. I was reading not too long ago where this young boy, he couldn't wait to move out. He was going to college, he moved out. He was sharing a place with another guy. He was going to college, okay? And his friend moved, and the rent fell on him, so he couldn't keep the place.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to come back home with mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now mom and dad, when your kids leave home, you're like, oh good, they're gone. Maybe your room is vacant. And if they live pretty good, they don't have to rent that room out, but they got that room planned for something, for pleasures for them, make themselves a deal or something like that. Now this particular boy had to come back home. And they made an agreement, you ain't come back home, but you have to pay rent now. Now that you know, the rent that you were paying and sharing it with that guy, you couldn't keep the place because you needed 2 people to pay that. Your share of the rent you're paying the apartment, you give it to us for our room and our utilities and our food. Now, the next thing was, we're not going to have certain meals, okay? We're not going to have certain meals now. It's certain time. The meal is such and such a time. When I fix that and put it on the table, you come and eat. If you're going to eat out, call before I cook. Yeah.
Sure.
Give me a minute.